This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
As we continue Super Bowl week, we are in Vegas, not Minneapolis, but we head back to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently, thanks to the Special Olympics. Hannah Teeter is a Special Olympics global ambassador and world champion snowboarder. She's been in three Olympics, winning the gold medal in 2006 in Torino, and she joins us here on Pushing the Odds. Hannah, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Great to have you on. At the top here, let's talk a little bit about the inclusion revolution, because the Special Olympics is such an amazing organization, such a worldwide. I've had family members who have worked closely with the Special Olympics, with the Eternal Flame of Hope, actually, and being one of the ambassadors, taking the Olympic flame around the world. So this is a really special thing close to my family and my heart. But for you, why are you involved with the Special Olympics?
I mean, I grew up with a special needs brother, and I always just saw how differently he was treated and excluded, like, from school activities by other kids, and that always wrenched at my heartstrings and, you know, like, always made me want to be a part of Special Olympics just so I could be someone who's, you know, helping to change that. And And when they asked me to be a global ambassador 6 years ago at the World Winter Games in South Korea, it was just like an honor and a dream come true, because, you know, I saw it firsthand, the stigma, and I just wanted to be a part of the change and a part of the inclusion of getting Special Olympic athletes included in sports. And you know, and it changes people's lives when they hang out with Special Olympic athletes. Like, you relearn the reason why you do sports, and it's for the passion and for the fun, and it's, you know, it's not so much about who's winning and who's the best, but it's like everyone's included, and that's so important.
50th year anniversary of the Special Olympics coming up later on in July in Chicago, and I think this is such a unique opportunity for people to learn about what happens with the Special Olympics, and really has a lot to do with young people, right? I mean, they're the ones that are going to lead the change, hopefully, right?
Right, yeah, and it's like, you know, we all know people with intellectual disabilities, and maybe we didn't think about including them in activities and sports, like in our friends' circle, and it starts with the youth, and like, and that's when it makes the most difference, is these younger kids growing up who haven't been included and like are on the sidelines. So it's changing that and breaking that cycle.
Hannah, take me back to 2006 for you as a 19-year-old who was dealing with knee issues, competing for America. I'm from Boston, Mass. I'm from a town north of Boston called Andover, so I know you're from Vermont.
Oh, nice. And
I remember it, you know, clearly watching you and rooting for you as you were about to dive into the half pipe. But take us back to that, to a 19-year-old Hannah Teeter heading into the Olympics.
Yeah, it was crazy experience for me, because, you know, I did really well in the qualifying, and then when I got there, I was hurt. Like, they didn't know what was wrong with me. I had, like, this knee thing, and I didn't even get to go to opening ceremonies because they gave me this cortisone shot, and I just had to, like, chill out and get, you know, as good as I could for the contest. So I just did a lot of positive visualizing, because, as they say, you know, a lot of it's in your mind, which is true. And I was there just seeing the perfect runs, and I was, like, spinning around in the pool underwater, like, going through my tricks and you know, just thinking how flawless I could be. And then all of a sudden I was standing on the podium with gold around my neck, and I couldn't believe it.
When you are dealing with an injury, youth helps, right? I mean, being 19, if you had the same injury, say, you know, 10 years later, would it have been more serious, more severe?
I mean, probably a little bit more, because when you're young, you just brush stuff off, like, oh, I can still do it. Like, you know, I had no doubt that I wasn't going to compete, even though it would, like, hurt so bad. But there was no way I was stepping down. but I think most of it had to do with the positive visualization, like how powerful that is. I still use it now, you know, going to events and just seeing what I want to accomplish. But it was the youth mixed with visualization. It was double whammy.
Right. You know, for yourself, who has been part of the growth of snowboarding for so long, how much pride do you take at where the sport is right now, considering where it came from into here in 2018, heading into the Olympics coming up? I know you didn't qualify for the Olympics, but how much pride can you take as to where snowboarding is as a sport now, in particular with females?
Well, I'm first alternate right now. So if anything happens, I will be going.
Good.
So I'm like on the sidelines, just chopping at the bit, like, okay, if you need me, I'm here. But I take a lot of pride in it just because I've been in the circuit forever. You know, I was pro at 15, and now I just turned 31, so I've been in this scene for forever. And it's come so far, and it's like, progressed to levels that no one ever thought it could get to. Like, tricks are just beyond comprehension. And, you know, the goal is to just be impressive. So it's cool that it's still moving, and it's, like, going to new heights. You wouldn't imagine what people could come up with for tricks, but they're doing it, and it's really fun to be a part of it, and to obviously still, like, I'll watch it, too.
Sure.
Really enjoy cheering my friends on.
Sure. Hannah Dieter joining us here on PT, Olympic snowboarder. You know, in terms of being first alternate, that means you're going to South Korea then, right?
Well, they actually don't fly for alternates. I don't know why, but they don't fly you down. So unless someone, like, you know, something happens in the next week, I'll be here in America. Be down there waiting.
Okay. But you'll be
I'm
here.
I'm not going to go all the way down there if they don't need me.
Well, I mean, in terms of your experience, though, wouldn't it be great to have you there? I mean, to be able to, even if you are competing, I think it would be great to have you around the competitors,
right?
Wouldn't it?
No, I agree. And, like, the U.S. girls are so, like, we're probably going to sweep it. So it'd be cool to be there on the podium again. But, yeah, so I guess I'll just see what happens.
How much has the X Games helped bring the sport into the average sports fan's idea of this is an Olympic sport, this is a national, international competition? How much has the X Games helped? Because I know you've had tons of success winning medals at the X Games.
Right. I think I've been to X Games like 15 times and competed there that many times. And it definitely has been like the platform to showcase action sports and super pipe and slope style, like, you know, because people originally had no idea what that stuff was, and it opened the door to get it more mainstream and to get people more interested who had no idea what it was before they saw it at X Games.
You know, when you were 19, clearly you were the best in the world at this discipline. When was the first time you got on a snowboard? How old were you?
I skied when I was first at 5, and then I switched over snowboarding when I was 9.
And then did you know I wanted to be an Olympian? Because at that time, it wasn't an Olympic sport yet, right? It had not been approved
yet. No, it wasn't. I think it had just gotten in the Olympics in Nagano. And I just watched my brother. I have 4 older brothers, so I just watched them, like, build jumps in the backyard and just, like, backflips and stuff. And I was like, holy crap, I want to be just like them. So they, like, really fueled my fire to, like, get good and try to keep up with them, because they'd ditch me if I didn't. I'd be like,
right.
Left. So I had to get good quick. And that, I mean, that's probably why I turned pro at 15, is because I was just riding with the boys and I was not afraid to try anything that they would try. So it really got me out there quick.
All right, give me the list of injuries. How many injuries have you had, you know, on a snowboard? Because I'm assuming there's a lot.
I mean, I've been pretty lucky, actually, but I've had, like, 10 shoulder dislocations. I had surgery on my knee for that one injury a long time ago, but he messed up. So then I had to get, like, 3 surgeries.
Oh.
So that was not that great. Had a few concussions. I've separated AC, so it's like I have a wing on my left shoulder. So it's, like, not attached there anymore.
Ouch.
But other than that, I'm pretty peachy.
Oh, yeah, 10 dislocations. I've done that once. I dislocated my left shoulder. It was the most painful thing in my life, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, it definitely hurts.
Yes.
But it goes back in, so, you know, it's all right.
Thank goodness. But mine was out for 3 hours before the ER doctor put it back in. So
dude, I had to put mine back in once, and it was so hard to do.
Oh, by yourself or with help?
Yeah, dude. Nobody knew what to do. And we, like, Skyped in a doctor. And he, like, told me what position to get in and, like, how to, like, try to relax and all that stuff. And then I got it back in myself.
Where were you that you Skyped in a doctor? You weren't on the slopes, were you?
No, that one actually was wake surfing on a boat. Oh. We were all out on the boat.
Well, that's what they say, though.
I was in the water. So, and obviously I wasn't wearing a life jacket, so I was, like, trying not to drown out there.
Well, that's funny because I did that too, because I did it swimming in a pond where I dislocated. I had my shoulder pop out. It went back in. And then I went 2 weeks later and played football, not even just diving, not being touched, but I dove for a football and I came up and my shoulder was hanging out and it looked pretty gnarly and people were running away from me.
You look real weird when that happened.
Yeah, all sorts of weird things protruding out of your skin, and that wasn't a fun thing. So I definitely can relate to the water enabling the shoulder to pop back out. That's never a fun situation. All right, so for folks that want to learn more about what's going on for the Inclusion Revolution and to know more about the 50th year anniversary, where can they go?
They can go to SpecialOlympics.org to get all the information and even to participate in their local areas in some events. But, yeah, we are celebrating the 50th anniversary coming up here in July.
Very
it's
nice.
Going to be a good time.
All right, Hannah, I'm asking everybody this week for their pick in the Super Bowl, whether you know football or not. Who are you taking on Sunday? Are you an Eagles fan? Are you a Patriots fan? I'm assuming you're a Patriot fan, but I don't know about Vermont people
I'm
these days.
Patriots. East Coast pride.
East Coast pride with the Patriots. Hannah, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. This was a lot of fun.
Hey, thank you. Good to talk with you.
That is Hannah Teeter, Special Olympics celebrating their 50th anniversary, the Inclusion Revolution. To learn more and get more involved, go to SpecialOlympics.org. And that's great news about Hannah being first alternative for the Olympics, going back potentially again to another Olympic Games for her in 2006, winning gold. And then she won silver as well in the Olympics for snowboarding. That was a lot of fun on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline here, and we are going to continue the Special Olympics conversation coming up in the next hour. We'll be joined by model and actress Brooklyn Decker as we continue with PTO Live in Vegas, SB Nation Radio.